Hey guys, welcome to our first mini of season six. This is technically the second season of the minis though. And I'm Avis.
I'm Caroline.
And we are joined by our special guest, LB Denberg. Hey, LB.
Hello. You can call me Lori Beth. People won't be impressed if they don't know. The importance of your guest.
You are right. Let's make it very easy for folk. This is Lori Beth Denberg of all that and Hello. Steve Harvey fame. So we just watched this.
Yes.
Mini. Am I the only one who thought the title was dating four as in numerical four dudes?
No, but as soon as it was Danny and Derek, I was like, that might have been better.
Right, the concept of dating four individual dudes would have been better than this concept that we got.
Oh, but they have so much intelligence.
Manny.
They have so much to share with other men about how to make their love lives work that they need to share that knowledge.
It would appear so. And this is a Toby Isaacs joint.
Yeah, because Toby is a baby in now.
Because even in Degrassi's world, the Jews run Hollywood. It's just him.
He is the only one aside from fucking Peter with a film camera, which is probably enough. Because the two least likely people who are not going to do the best things with these cameras got them.
Exactly.
Because they just want Toby to be the incel. And I mean, he is actively participating in the cat call. Well, not the cat calling, but the soft harassment of his sister.
She was a paid actor in that performance, or at least she was supposed to be.
She was supposed to be paid. That is false pretenses, Derek. You could be sued for that.
Yeah, I know. They have to put advertisement on the bottom before they post it on their social media.
Oh, they would be insufferable if they had access to social media, especially at this time, because they do get it. They're still in the show when they have, I guess, I think, what's the first one? Face range after
face
my
range.
Room. Yeah, gets terrible. But,
as far as minis go, I didn't hate it.
I was laughing. You saw
it was entertaining.
I was over here chuckling.
I watched it a few times, and I actually really enjoyed it. When Carolyn told me about the minis, I watched them all.
Did you just call me Carolyn?
No, Caroline.
Yes. Okay.
No, I might have said it quickly, but I didn't misstate
right.
your name.
All right.
Well, you could listen back to this.
You know. You may have heard all last lecture.
Okay. If you want to listen back to this, and if you feel that I did, we could not be friends anymore. But
I mean, it's not that serious.
It's up to you.
I don't want to, break up.
All right. But so I watched all the minis, which I realize they're not done by the show. I'm thinking it's when the show went on to Noggin, and it's in-house Noggin, the promo department, which I have a lot of insight into, because Noggin's Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. So,
it was always on the N.
The N.
It changes hands to Teen Nick.
The N is Noggin for teens.
Exactly. But so it has, it's Nickelodeon, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I know the Nickelodeon promos department because my whole career, you do the show you're on, and then the promo department comes to you with their idea of the fun thing they want to do based on your show, which is never quite right and always kind of embarrassing. And
the one where you say you're on Suicide Watch.
Yeah, well, that never actually happened, obviously. But
debunked.
I love that that's around. Yeah, I love that
debunked,
that's around.
Debunked, in case you didn't know, that never actually.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Debunked on one of my favorite podcasts that was canceled far too soon. Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg. Oh, that's right. An amazing theme song. That still gets stuck in my head.
I don't know if we'll bring it back. I'm not sure. I really liked my podcast. It needed to end at when it did. It needed to. I'm on a indeterminate hiatus. But right. If you do, go to wherever fine podcasts are given away for free and look up Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg. But anyway, so I got the vibe of the what the minis were, that they're not like organic to the show. They're the Nick promo department doing their own thing, which is why they broke my freaking brain when I was watching them. And I kept texting Caroline going like, what is happening?
Can I read those texts?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So from LB.
I kind of live tweeted Caroline texting while I watched the whole of Degrassi.
Friday at 10:15 my time. So only like 7 LB's time, a normal time to be having an existential crisis about Degrassi minis. Am I having a stroke or was the mini I just watched a dream sequence where Craig and Emma were together? That didn't happen in the actual show, right? And is Jimmy not paralyzed in the minis? What is going on here, people? Okay, I see now. It's called What If Jimmy Was Never Shot? I'm adjusting. I didn't think I'd have to pay such keen attention to Fuck Academy Light, but it's a PhD level binge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you add those in, it is, because I had to do somewhat extensive research because a lot of these articles that would have been around had been scrubbed from the internet and people have archived like headlines versus actual articles. Mm-hmm. So I had to piece together that these were mostly directed by Snake, and he goes on to like, you know, direct whole episodes soon enough here. But he, as well as a couple other executive producers, are the people who, at least for the first season, and then they have slightly different writers as it goes on, but they're all like executive producers. They're not actual writers on the main show. So they know the show, but they don't know the show, you know?
Gotcha,
like they don't.
Gotcha.
So it's like, and because some of these, the whole premise is like some of these could be canon, but then some of them are just trying to like be like a what if scenario, like, oh, she, you know, what and if Emma was Jay and Jay was Emma?
Yes. Just like, let's turn the whole thing on its head. And mm-hmm. I'm watching it on my phone just to give you some more context, Caroline. While I had randomly, for the first time in years and years, decided to eat lunch at Sizzler. So I'm watching
Do you have a time machine?
Yes. I watched Degrassi eating at a Sizzler. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just like, and I have to suffer silently and not make a scene because all the other Sizzler patrons are there. And I just really want more chicken wings. High Fife. I see a dog and that
you
makes me say
you,
High Fife.
But
I know.
He's...
Anyway. So I got my head around what the minis were. And I actually do like the one we just saw because, I mean, I don't because it's like rapey and weird and just stupid and gross. But what I think is the two boys know it's stupid. Mm-hmm. And I think they're having fun with it.
Yeah.
And I think they do a good job at mocking themselves being funny. You know, when you see like, you know, who I'll call the black kid and our Garfunkel's great grandson, you know, they're doing a good job. But the whole thing is super gross. What's it? What's Liberty's brother's name?
Danny.
Yeah, Danny mm-hmm. and Derek. I think the actors like do a good job of making something that's like horribly embarrassing and gross. Mm-hmm. They're doing a good job of mocking it themselves, which is why I liked it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's not, it's definitely one of the more like, playful premises, and I appreciate that it's not so serious.
Yeah, it's more
Yeah, it's more out there. I appreciate Liberty shoving the shit out of Derek.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Ashley looked really cute, and like Melissa was Melissa's comedic timing.
And she was amazing. I was gonna say Melissa's comedic timing was funny because I just appreciate her saying like, "That's very sweet of you." Like, I don't know, all of her like, "Give me my money," like her.
Yeah, she was really good. She was I just heard like a giant noise. She was really good, like deadpan, and yes. I really liked her in it too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, did they take some of Miriam's extensions out? Her hair looks shorter.
I mean, they might have.
And we know extensions were, like, her hair is, like, similar length. It's, like, not as full in the back. But mm-hmm. And then a side note, as to her dress, I always wanted a dress that looked like that. But it just didn't. It's not the kind of dress that looks good on me the way it looks good on, like, her. Like, okay, she looks like a forest nymph, like with her little knitting needles in her. It's I also appreciate, because one thing I noticed was that like they would reuse outfits and stuff for the last season's minis, and it looks like they're trying to be more like, these are self-contained, like,
yeah.
Which, yeah, no, you know, unless I see that dress pop up, maybe I'm wrong.
Feeling more hopeful about the minis this season.
You suffered through the last season.
I hated them.
You're like, why must I be punished?
All the ones where it was like, what if? One is canon, apparently, but I hope the tattoo's not canon.
That tattoo can be canon.
If he paid a penny for it, it's over. He overpaid.
So we did it. We have actually recorded all of the, there were four packs. No, wait.
We've done them all.
We've done them all. We did them in some array of 4 and 3 packs. And, no, it was 2 4 packs, 1 5 pack. And they were okay, but I think it was good to get the first season out of the way like that, because they were kind of just like, some of them were very weird, as you know, and it was just like, if to talk about them individually like this would have been suffering, I think.
Correct.
It was like, that's not necessary. We don't need to do that to ourselves. We have free will. We can decide, hey, let's just chunk these out and go about our day, you know? Let's not.
Yeah, I think we busted them out over like 3 recording sessions. It was great. Yeah.
We have only released the first.
Yeah, we got to get on that.
And there's other things we have to release. And that's why we have interns who I need to utilize more, because they are very helpful. We all need to
utilize the interns.
But okay, anything else?
Not ULB, they're ours, okay?
They're ours. do we have anything else to say about this mini?
I'm good.
I think I've said everything I have to say about this mini for now, but I reserve the right to recall myself to the stand for another 2-hour discussion about it at a later date.
That's so real.
Got you. And I hope that's not me and my table, but it could be, and I will try
to. It is 100% you.
Yeah, it's.
I know
yeah.
that sound well.
I can't. I have a hollow cord table. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Not hit it.
Can you record on your bed? are you on a laptop or a desktop?
Yeah, I'm on my laptop. I just need to not.
She's got like a whole setup.
Gotcha. Okay, I just didn't know if it was just me. I kept hearing like the bell toll. And
no,
I was like, and
it's
and,
not just you.
No. And Avis is, Caroline, you're much more muted than Avis to me as well.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of like if you know, if anything needs to be, if you guys adjust, or I don't know what, I don't need to tell you how to do your job. I was just like,
Avis is usually pretty good at fixing it up, but if you can't hear me.
No, I can hear you. I was just like, I'm just giving notes because that's, of course, why you asked me here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you at least knew what the sound was.
It pays $0 an hour, but my no
benefit. My podcast paid $0 an hour. It's part of why I stopped doing it.
All right, let's kick it on over to the main studio